Moving on with the top five, the Syrian army is gaining more ground in its battle against foreign-backed insurgents. Army units have retaken control of more areas in the northern countryside of Latakia. Several militants were killed in the latest operation, including top militant commander Walid Owaisi of Libyan nationality. There were also Qatari and Tunisian nationals among the killed militants. Meanwhile, Syrian opposition sources say mortars fired by the army have left at least 14 civilians dead near the capital, Damascus. The mortar fire came as troops were reportedly trying to clear the region of insurgent bases. Damascus blames insurgents for a large number of civilian deaths since the beginning of the unrest more than 2 years ago. Let's talk to political analyst Nasser al-Omari, who joins us from New York. Nasser al-Omari, it's good to have you with us. I'm going to come at you with the news about the jailbreak that happened in three countries, but in particular the one in Iraq, in which there were some senior al-Qaeda prisoners that who escaped from this jail, said to be around 500 or 600 of these prisoners to have escaped. Do you think that is far-fetched to think, and some analysts agree and have written about it, that some of these al-Qaeda leaders are going to regroup and be heading to Syria? Is it a last-ditch effort which has set Saudi Arabia to be behind that in terms of the war in Syria? Obviously, Saudi Arabia known right now to be taking the lead in this war.
It's hard to create a connection between the prison break in Iraq and Saudi Arabia, but I believe the elements who broke out of that prison do not need anybody to motivate them to go back to, you know, to fighting what they perceive as infidels or whatever they happen, whoever happens to be the enemy. I believe that the, you know, Iraq and Syria are now linked in their fate of fighting, I think, Al-Qaeda, which is in full control, I believe, in what happens in Syria, despite the claims that the Free Syrian Army is actually calling the shots. So I believe that we are seeing this emergence of Iraqi Al-Qaeda elements with the Syrian elements, as well as Arab elements, obviously.
But then what comes into the picture is the fact that you have the Free Syrian Army and the al-Qaeda groups, such as Jabhat al-Nusra, who are practically at war with each other, which brings another dimension to this. I'm not too sure where that has gone to in the past few weeks since that general from the Free Syrian Army was killed. Don't you think that obviously this jeopardizes their goals, which mutually should be fighting the Syrian government forces, but now they're fighting each other?
The Syrian opposition is fractured. Even the moderate elements, even the civilian opposition is fractured. Needless to say, the people on the ground. These elements, what we have in Syria right now is basically Al-Qaeda elements really calling the shots in many, many places in Syria. But we also have the Free Syrian Army. These do not happen to be friends, and I think the Syrian opposition is trying to distance itself from the Al-Qaeda elements, but I doubt that this will be effective, because more and more Al-Qaeda elements are actually pouring into Syria, and now, as we have seen in Lebanon, are actually also trying to influence the Lebanese situation in this latest bomb attack.
Very well. Obviously, lots more we can talk about. Unfortunately, we just don't have the time, but it's a pleasure talking to you. Nasser al-Omari, political analyst there from New York. Thank you.